I'm in Moscow at the FIFA World Football Museum exhibition at Hyundai Motor Studio. I'm speaking with Andreas Alf, Communications Manager. Andreas, good morning.
Good morning and thanks for coming. It's a big pleasure to have you here.
What a wonderful collection of football history.
I mean, thanks that you say that. Indeed, we are very, very proud to be here with our exhibition during the World Cup in Moscow at the heart of the World Cup. And it's the first time that the FIFA World Football Museum, that is actually located in Zurich, has a special exhibition outside of Zurich. And well, also thanks to Hyundai, of course, we have the opportunity to be here during the World Cup and have free entry for fans all over the world every single day. And this is a great opportunity for us. We are very happy about it. And it's great to see football fans from all around the world coming here every single day.
That's wonderful. Metaphorically speaking, we can almost touch football history here and travel through 88 years of World Cup history.
Yes, indeed, that's true. I mean, we have a long corridor with a showcase about each of the World Cup tournaments so far, from 1930, the first World Cup, until 2014. And in each of these showcases, we have original objects, we have storytelling, and we have a lot of visitors who actually look at it every single day, learn about football history, and talk to the other football fans about it. And this is what we want to achieve with this exhibition. Based on football history, having football fans meet and connect and talk to each other about it.
Cool. First World Cup trophy, Gilles Rimet Cup, is here, and it had quite an interesting journey. It was stolen in 1966 before England won the title and recovered accidentally found by a dog. Can you tell us something about that?
Well, The Gilles Rimet Cup has indeed a very tragic story. As you mentioned already, it was stolen once in England, just before the World Cup 66. And just a few days before the World Cup started, that famous dog called Pickles found it again. So in the end, it was possible that during the World Cup, the Gilles Rimet trophy was lifted again. But then, for a second time, it was stolen again in 1983 from Rio de Janeiro. And it was never found again. We from the museum, of course, have the hope that at some point we will find the original again. And therefore, our highlight of this exhibition, the Gilles Rimet Cup here, cannot be the original. So the trophy is a replica, one of the best replicas that exist in the world. But, and now the interesting part comes, the base is indeed the original. And there's a funny story behind it, because our football historian from the museum, he did research and he found out that after World Cup 54 in Switzerland, West Germany asked FIFA whether they can change the original base, because on the old base there was not enough space anymore to put the plate on it saying West Germany won it. So West Germany put a new base on it, and our football historian said, well then, where's the old base? Because when the trophy was stolen, the new base was on it. And he looked and found it in the FIFA archives. So we can happily say, unfortunately, we don't have the original trophy, but at least we have the original base.
What a wonderful story. Now, every relic here has a story. What is something that you find most interesting?
One of the greatest stories, in my opinion, is the typewriter of Vittorio Pozzo. You see it in the showcase of the 1934 World Cup. And you visitors always ask us, what does a typewriter have to do with football? In fact, it was the original typewriter of Italy's World Cup winning coach Vittorio Pozzo back then, who was not only a football coach, he was also a journalist. And back then in 34, people could not make a living by only being a coach. So what he did was, during the day, he indeed coached the Italian national team. He coached them at the matches, and then in the evening, when the players went to bed, he sat down properly and started writing his articles about their own matches. And he did that on this typewriter. I think that's one of the greatest stories.
In a way, it portrays the love for football.
Pardon?
In a way, it portrays the love for football.
He? Vittorio, you mean? Tell me.
This exhibition features a kickoff ball that is being brought to the museum after completion of every one of 64 matches during the World Cup. Is this the first time this has been done and brought to fans?
Yes, it is. It is the first time that this idea of having the 64 kickoff balls brought to an exhibition and make it available through a showcase to fans. This is the first time that happens, and it's for us it's a very big honor. We call it a growing showcase. So right now it is half full, and in a couple of weeks it will be completely full.
The museum will be open during the World Cup. Is there an estimate of number of fans that will visit the museum during this year?
Well, you know, since it's the first time we have such an exhibition, we don't have expectation in terms of visitor numbers. But what I can say is that we've had thousands and thousands of football fans already. On some days, we even had more than 3,000 fans per day here in the exhibition. And we are very, very happy about
it. That's a big number. Thank you, Andreas, for your time and for sharing the football history with us. Lastly, who will win the World Cup this year?
Well, that's one of those things, you know. We always try and need to be neutral as the museum. But what we can say is, let's hope and let's look forward to a few more great stories from the World Cup. And you can be assured afterwards we tell these stories in the museum.